This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said on Friday the global death toll from COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used, and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. WHO Director of Emergency Programs Mike Ryan told a briefing on Friday that unless concerted action is taken, the 2 million death toll is not only imaginable, but likely.
It's certainly unimaginable, but it's not impossible, because if we look at losing a million people in 9 months, and then we just look at the realities of getting vaccine out there in the next 9 months, it's a big task for everyone involved.
Ryan said young people should not be blamed for a recent spike in infections, despite growing concern that youths are driving its spread after restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. Local lockdowns are being imposed in several British cities where confirmed coronavirus infections have risen sharply. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The council leader in the northern England city of Leeds says people will be barred from meeting members of other households indoors or in backyards. The measure affects more than 750,000 people. Meanwhile, London, home to almost 9 million people, is being labelled an area of concern. That means that if infection rates rise, it could also face new restrictions. The Office for National Statistics estimates there were about 9,600 new infections a day in England last week, a 60% increase from the week before. Charles de Ledesma, London.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA